This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I know what you're thinking. I've been there, but it is Monday. Yes, you have to get up. Time to go to work. Pump it up, brothers and sisters. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:08, your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right, but it's Monday. But look, there's a good side to it. It is Cinco de Mayo. Woo. So, yes, people will be drinking margaritas and eating salsa and chips and celebrating the huge Cinco de Mayo when Mexico won some skirmish. And
Last of the day.
Mexican army was, they just weren't good shots. I don't know how else to put it. They were, not, for the most part, not good warriors.
So in celebration, Americans are taking shots, sort of.
There you go.
You know.
Yeah.
I'll drive through Taco Bell later and celebrate.
It's come on, man. That's an insult. That's an insult to anybody who's ever actually had, you know, somewhat authentic.
Well, that's true.
Yes, Cinco de Mayo, the 5th of May, holiday that celebrates the date of the Mexican Army's May 5th, 1862 victory over France at the Battle of Puebla during the Franco-Mexican War. And it falls on this day, Monday, May 5th, 2025, also known as Battle of Puebla.
Easy for you to say.
Now I know why they made it Cinco de Mayo.
Exactly.
Easier to say. Puebla.
Puebla?
Why is that hard?
Instead of Pueblo, it's Puebla.
That's what it is, I guess, yep. Throws you off. Anyway, it's a relatively minor holiday in Mexico, but liquor companies in America decided to advertise the heck out of it, and here we are.
Kind of like St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
A bigger deal here than it probably is there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
So, that's one of those deals.
Yeah, they've kind of caught up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's their holiday, sort of, but
we turned it into an alcohol-filled.
We taught them how to do it right.
Uh-huh. At bars all across America.
Yeah.
At Mexican restaurants today.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
Use the available devices like Uber, et cetera.
Good plan.
Yeah, indeed. All right, what else do we have going on? Israel, their airport was hit with a missile. Apparently, it came from some Houthis, a deadly Houthi attack. Bibi Netanyahu declared firm support for President Donald Trump's stance on Iran, which he declared in a post from March. And Netanyahu posted on X, attacks by the Houthis emanate from Iran, and warned that Israel will respond at a time and a place of its choosing, directly targeting their Iranian terror masters. So his post explicitly endorsed a statement by Trump in March, calling it absolutely correct. President Trump is absolutely right. Attacks by the Houthis emanate from Iran. Israel will respond to the Houthi attacks against our main airport and time and place of our choosing to their Iranian terror masters. All right, so will this be, you know, just lob a few missiles back at Tehran? Will they really try to attack and take out their nuclear sites? Can they even get to them? How deep are they buried in the ground? So you've got all of that. And Israel, again, has every right to defend themselves. And just because, yeah, you you're the state sponsor of terrorism. That doesn't, that points the finger right back at you. So we'll see if anything real comes of it. But something real has already come from it in a way. Let me explain. So we all wondered what the deal was with Mike Waltz. We've had him on the air many times. This guy was a decorated combat soldier. Got it together, we would think, I would think. And that whole signal gate went on. But apparently there was much more to it, and I kind of figured that. Now, this is from Revolver, and this is kind of their take on it.
Okay.
President Trump sacked his national security advisor, Mike Waltz, because he was working with a foreign leader to push the United States to attack Iran. This is according to a new report in the Washington Post.
Okay.
The Post reports that while including a journalist on a signal chat about plans to attack Yemen's Houthis sealed Waltz's fate, Waltz initially upset Trump during Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's White House visit in February when he, quote, appeared to share the Israeli leader's conviction that the time was ripe to strike Iran.
Interesting.
Yes. Waltz appeared to have engaged in intense coordination with Netanyahu about military options against Iran ahead of an Oval Office meeting between the Israeli leader and Trump.
Ah, getting ahead of the curve a little bit.
That's what it sounds like.
Gotcha.
Waltz wanted to take U.S. policy in a direction Trump wasn't comfortable with because the U.S. hadn't attempted a diplomatic solution, according to one of the people. It got back to Trump, and the president wasn't happy. The view by some in the administration was that Waltz was trying to tip the scales in favor of military action and was operating hand in glove with the Israelis. If Jim Baker, back in the day, right, was doing a side deal with the Saudis to subvert George H.W. Bush, you'd be fired, a Trump advisor said. You can't do that. You work for the president of your country, not president of another country. Yeah, but if you were on board with this kind of thing and you're having a conversation with a world leader, wouldn't that be good to then later share that with your commander in chief and say, hey, you know, listen, I talked to Netanyahu and here's what he's thinking, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe he wouldn't feel as comfortable sharing this with you. I'm sharing it with you.
I think, though, just kind of trying to get in Trump's head is like, that's not your job. You're not his equal. I am. I'm running the show here. I'll let you know what I want to do because I'm the commander in chief.
Yeah. And maybe you don't want, when you're sitting in those meetings, you don't want somebody who's already been swayed by another leader, so to speak, or influenced.
Right.
I guess. I mean, since Trump announced that he would engage in serious negotiations with Iranian leaders to place limits on Iran's nuclear program, an intense battle is being waged between the president's more loyal supporters who favor diplomatic engagement with countries like Iran, Russia, and North Korea, and the more traditional wing of the Republican Party and neoconservatives who don't want to deal with Iran and instead pushing for war. Well, it's hard to tell.
Wow.
I mean, who's right in this equation?
But shouldn't you give? All I'm saying is let's give peace a chance.
Can you deal, you know, in a rational way with any level of trust with the, you know, the clerics and the folks that run the show in Iran?
Oh, probably not. But if you don't give it a shot, then you're a warmonger.
Well, I mean,
they're
already state sponsors of terrorism,
oh, no doubt.
So to strike them wouldn't exactly be, you know, like a, what I would call a first strike.
Oh, no, not at all.
But that's kind of what seems to be simmering. But if he was really mad at Waltz, he'd just push him to the curb.
Right.
He just got irritated enough to say, you know what, maybe you'd be more help at the UN.
Well, maybe that is his punishment. He's got to deal with the UN.
It's possible.
That's worse than being fired.
Yeah. 6:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy Cinco de Mayo, 97.3 The Sky. Here comes the bunny. There goes your money. Now, that's dog racing, but I watch my money go. 151st running of the Kentucky Derby. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here at 6:22. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. We're making Mondays great, especially this Monday, because it is Cinco de Mayo. Celebrate. Don't have too much chip, salsa, or margaritas. All right? Don't drink and drive. Did you know that every horse in this Kentucky Derby is descendant from Secretariat?
Really? That almost seems hard to believe, doesn't it?
Yeah. I know the lineage, you know, is powerful and whatever, but for all of them to be related?
That is surprising.
Here's what they were saying when they were lining up in the gate. Hey, cuz! Yo, cuz! What up, cuz?
Is that what horses sound like when they talk, really?
You didn't know?
I had no idea.
Yeah, except they're not as congested as I am, hopefully.
Oh, that's no fun.
Yeah, it's going around.
Yeah, it is.
So, and it's hard to shake. Sovereignty was your winner. Journalism came in second. I was thinking I was being funny, and it cost me. I said, I'm not betting on journalism because journalism is dead.
And then realized, whoops.
Yeah, I knew it was one of the favorites. We did stick it in a couple of combos. Look, we played so many combos, there's no way you could lose. The problem is, if you won, you probably didn't win enough to cover all your bets. Well, guess what? We lost, and we lost.
Really?
I mean, we didn't win any of the... Well, when we did some of the trifecta stuff where you pick, you know, 1, 2, and 3, and you box it, then come in different orders, whatever. That last horse, what was it, number 21? I'm trying to think of the name. I don't have it in front of me. I apologize. But it was on another page in the program, and nobody talked about it.
Oh, wow.
And it was a later, you know, entry. So I didn't hear any chitter-chatter about it. And
so,
so we didn't include it in anything. Wow. And so that's our excuse for losing lots of money, especially when we're supposed to be going out of town, you know, this coming weekend. But anyway, hopefully people listening, maybe they won, even if they just won, you know, with their family members and stuff, picked a winner. Good for you. At least we can say that sovereignty has won out over journalism.
There you go.
We can say that.
Yep.
And the Toby Keith horse, it didn't finish in the top three. And oh well, we got the two other legs of the Triple Crown still to look forward to. So more fun, frivolity, and
losing
empty of, bank accounts,
losing
for me.
Of cash for you.
There yes, you but it's all you know for the, in the cause of entertainment. All right, what else is going on? Do I have a secondary story on it? Yes, I do. I'm sorry. Well, I guess we're sort of done with it by now, aren't we? The sovereignty and the winners. Anything else? Did you watch it at all, Greg?
I did not get to,
no. No. I think I'd be interesting to know what the numbers are as far as how many people watch it. Because
would be.
I said that, you know, interest in it is... Just horse racing in general, I felt like maybe it's waning a little bit. And that's just because I guess maybe the circle of friends that I have, it just isn't talked about as much. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't seem to be the kind of event. But, you know, when I talk to other people, you know, I may be wrong. Because, well, you could see on Facebook a lot of people do the derby parties at the
absolutely.
House. And they might not be normally gamblers or big horse race fans, they just make it an
it's
event type thing.
Yeah.
And so that's all fun, too, you know, and the women, you know, come up with their fancy hats.
Oh, yeah. No, we weren't home in time for that. We had gone up to the car show there in High Springs, in Hot Rodders for Heroes, and all those got to hang out there a little bit, so didn't get home in time to watch it.
And the Marine League, though, they raised some money, and it was for a good cause, and I heard the event went well.
Well,
you told
cool
me
cars.
The event went well.
Yeah, it was cool cars.
Yeah.
It was fun.
All right. So there's that. The point I wanted to make was, although I thought maybe it's waning a little bit, the interest in horse racing and the Derby, because I felt that. But then I saw the crowds at Churchill Downs. Oh, my goodness. and they've had recent renovations, so I doubt they would have put in all that money and investment if they didn't see an ongoing and bright future. And it is what? The longest running sports event, I think, in America. Well, it was 151st. So there you go. I enjoy it. I enjoy all the festivities that go with it and the race itself. I do, however, enjoy winning, and that just wasn't part of the equation this year. So it goes.
There's always next year, right? Isn't that what you say? There's always next time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
So trolling lefties for fun.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Star Wars, may the 4th be with you, and associated memes. I'll explain coming up on The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And don't forget, The Bob Rose Show podcast is available wherever you normally get them. Download from Spotify or Apple or Odyssey. And click on subscribe and you'll never miss a minute of the show. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. All right, let's get this party started. Cinco de Mayo. Good morning and welcome. It is 6:36. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And one of the local stories I want to get to, red light cameras in Gainesville. We addressed this years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a friend, Mr. Chase, that actually, you know, did the math for the folks back then when he was, you know,
right,
one of the city commissioners in Gainesville.
So Todd said no, huh?
Yeah, Todd said, well, he showed him the math.
Okay.
He goes, the city doesn't really get any revenue from that. The vendor does.
Right.
You really want to make a lot of people unhappy and put these things up everywhere only so that a vendor can make a bunch of money off of our residents?
Huh.
Because that's exactly how it breaks down. And that's still pretty much the case. I mean, there'll be a couple dollars. You know, you get a ticket for, let's say, $150. The city would end up with like $10.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's stupid, but they voted unanimously at least to get into the next round of talking about it. And the other thing is, there's a lack of accuracy. And apparently in previous cases, they found where they've tweaked, you know, the yellow light to be a little shorter, purposefully trying to get more people busted.
Happening. Yep.
And remember, the vendor, they want to make money. The more tickets, the more money they make. Their whole existence is based on, you know, making money off of you. So it's wrong on a lot of different levels. Oh, and the other thing is, you know, it's not like you can take it to court, face your accuser. They've lost a lot of cases because of that.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, you're just wasting people's time. They're going into court. The vendor's not going to pay for court time for you. That's going to come out of your own county, or in this case, city budget. So it's a stupid idea. But again, you've got people politically that don't pay attention in the city of Gainesville. Too many voters don't pay attention. Any of these bozos, you're going to have red light cameras everywhere.
Oh.
Yeah. Good luck with all that. It already sucks trying to go through, you know, get through traffic. Oh,
yeah.
And you know what else gets increased big time is rear end collisions. Because now just that light smells yellow. And
yes.
People are riding their brake and then.
And then they get hit.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's not their fault, per se, but it's the statistics are there.
Yeah.
I mean,
you are getting a faster scared reaction to the possibility of, oh no, I don't want a ticket. Well, you're not going to get a ticket, but you just got rear-ended. So
and you look like you were committed to going to the intersection.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
not a good idea.
No, it's a terrible idea on so many different levels. But then again, what do you expect? You know. The government in Gainesville, this has kind of been their, you know, modus operandi for a long time.
Well, let me ponder something, Bob.
Okay.
Now, I would never insinuate anything under the table or kickbacks or percentages or, I guess I just did. Why do venues do this? Why do local governments do this? Is it really about stopping red lights from being run, which I know if you are in Gainesville, they get run all the time. You when your light turns green, don't you jump out there? because they'll tag you.
They'll get you. Yeah.
But is that really going to affect those people? No, they're not going to slow down.
Yeah, they'll do it under the guise of safety, like so many other things. Oh, it's safety. If it saves a life, it's all going
to
be worth it.
We had to do something.
It is about the revenue and the vendor benefits. I mean, it's not even close. It's not like a 50-50 split.
No.
It's worse than 80-20 split. It's a 90-something split. You get
nothing. That's what makes me wonder who's benefiting.
Now, good luck. Good luck tracking all that.
I know.
I guess you find out who's getting a new swimming pool, I guess, is how you do. I don't know. It's just...
Uh-huh.
Look,
it's frustrating.
These are the idiots that you voted for. That's what you get, right? That's why I don't live in the city of Gainesville. One of the reasons, and don't get me wrong, I think it's a great town, but the decisions made by so many left of center lunatics. Speaking of left of center lunatics, the White House shared a Star Wars May 4th Day image with an immigration message calling all those who oppose president's policies radical left lunatics and are fighting to bring dangerous criminals back into the U.S. The post featured a bulked up image of Trump holding a lightsaber and surrounded by U.S. flags and eagles. Happy May the 4th to all, including the radical left lunatics who are fighting to bring dangerous prisoners as well as known MS-13 gang members back into our galaxy. You're not the rebellion, you're the empire. It concludes with, May the 4th be with you. Get it?
Yep.
You know where that came from?
Mm-hmm.
You do know.
I do, because I saw it.
It came from the UK in Parliament. You know, people answer back when you speak in Parliament.
Yes.
That, you know, they'll
it's a whole different world there compared to our Congress.
Apparently, there was a lot of groaning after back in 1994, a member of the Parliament say May the 4th is an appropriate date for a defense debate. My researcher said it should be called National Star Wars Day, not because of what Reagan talked about. He says, but the movie. And he said, May the 4th be with you. That's a very bad joke. He deserves the sack for making it, but he is a good researcher. So, yeah, apparently that's where it's been attributed to. And
that's surprising. You would never, if you had thought, okay, who's the first person that said that? That is not where you would have thought it came from.
Yeah, but I guess, you know, Star Wars geeks.
Oh, yeah, they're everywhere.
Star Wars geeks are everywhere.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, that was super popular. Who didn't see at least, at the very least, the first one?
Yeah, the first couple I thought were really good. It's this whole, when they got wokey and just all political and weird over the last 10 years or so. I just no interest at all.
Hey, if you're an early riser, you don't have to go to work. Maybe get some time off. They're only doing this on Mondays. Pickleball in Newberry at the Newberry Easton Sports Complex. So they do two sessions, Monday mornings, 8:30 to 11, and then Monday afternoon at 5:30 to 8 p.m. So bring your paddle and have some fun. That'll be on Mondays only. But it could be a nice little get-together for folks. And once again, that's at the Newberry Easton Sports Complex. And it's Mondays only.
Well, face it, when it's 90 degrees outside, you're looking something, you know, fun to do, cool. There you go.
No humidity, the air conditioning running.
That's right.
That's
got to love it.
We're just the opposite of, like, living up north. They stay inside all winter.
Yeah.
And in the summer, when it starts to get hotter and hotter, we're, like, inside more and more, generally.
I hadn't thought about it that way, but you're right.
Yep. Yeah. But, yeah, we go, we go from air-conditioned car to air-conditioned house to air-conditioned work and air-conditioning shopping center. And
pretty much.
President Donald Trump, Sunday, NBC's Meet the Press. Talked about the economy, et cetera. We'll share some of that with you coming up. All right, let's make it great. That's what we do on Mondays, especially when the Monday is called Cinco de Mayo. You're listening to The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. May the 4th be with you. Yesterday.
You ought to see a speech
fourth.
May
the fourth be with
speech
you.
Speech therapist about that.
A space therapist?
Yes.
Good morning. It's Cinco de Mayo, and it is 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Trump, the good parts of the economy, well, there. That's me. The bad parts of the economy, that's Biden. It sounds like something I would say.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Or it sounds like something Trump would say.
Well, that too.
You know.
Yeah. Let's see. Host Kristen Welker. This is Meet the Press NBC. The economy shrank in the first quarter. You've been arguing all week that this is President Biden's economy. Is this now your economy, sir?
Wow. Such attitude.
I was thinking such respect.
Yeah.
Mock.
Mm-hmm.
I think certain aspects of it are, Trump said, cost are. I was able to get down the cost, but even that, it takes a while to get them down. But we got them down. We lost $5 to $6 billion a day with Biden. $5 to $6 billion. I got that down to a great number now in a record time. We're talking about 100 days. Just think what that is, $5 billion a day that we're losing on trade. And we were very tough with China. And, you know, we put the 145% tariff on. Nobody's ever heard of such a thing. We essentially cut off trade relations by putting that much of a tariff on. And that's okay. We've gone cold turkey. That means we're not losing. We lost $1 trillion to China. $1 trillion. That means we're not losing $1 trillion when we go cold turkey because we're not doing business with them right now, and they want to make a deal. They want to make a deal very badly. We'll see how it all turns out, but it's got to be a fair deal. And she says, well, when does it become the Trump economy? He said, well, it partially is right now. I mean this, I think the good parts are the Trump economy. The bad parts are the Biden economy because he did a terrible job on everything from the auto pen, from which he knew nothing about some of the things he was supposedly signing. And she said, sir, you acknowledge, because I can't stand to say Trump.
Right.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Sir.
The T
word. You could say Mr. President.
Yeah,
no,
that's giving respect.
Right.
Yeah,
sir, you acknowledge when you announced your tariffs, for example, the stock market dropped. It's been volatile. It has since gone up. Do you take responsibility for that? He said, ultimately, I take responsibility for everything. But I've only just been here a little more than 3 months. But the stock market, look at what's happened in the last short period of time. Did it have like 9 or 10 days or 11 days in a row that it's gone up? And the tariffs have just started kicking in, and we're doing really well psychologically. The fake news was giving me such press on the tariffs. The tariffs they're going to make us rich. We'll be a very rich country. So, yeah, all the good parts of the economy are Trump's. All the bad parts are Biden, which, I mean, there really is a lot of truth to that. And, yeah, I think it's nine days in a row? I think that the market has had an up market. So, you know, I believe it is on, record pace or breaks records going back quite a while. Are we still where we need to be? Are we still where we want to be? No. But like you said, look, if you're going to make big changes, you know, the first thing that people do when things change is they start to panic. I mean, of course, why would you think that the market wouldn't? Like, what's he doing? Mm-hmm. Wait, these tariffs, this could mess everything up. We're going to have to do a new spreadsheet. Hey, change the algorithm, Joe. Whatever the language is now, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You know, he pushed over the Apple card. Stop it.
That's a way to put it.
Yeah, we hired him because we wanted a change agent. So
yeah.
When you know that that's what you hired, you have to also understand what goes with it. It's somebody called change. And to get from one point to that, haven't you ever heard? Sometimes you got to take one step back to take two steps forward, right? Whether that's a golf lesson or anything else. It's kind of how it works. I do know this. If I spent $4 million on a yacht and it sank, I'd be more than peeved.
Yeah, that's not a good day.
32 passengers were rescued Saturday evening after a multi-million dollar luxury yacht started sinking off the coast of Miami Beach.
That's scary.
The 63-foot Technomar for Lamborghini, that's their boating part of their company. You know anything about that, Greg?
No.
Lambo on the water.
Well, in this case, under.
Yeah. That's they're working on a new submersible.
It wasn't intentional. They just found one by accident.
Yeah, the boat did cost about $4 million, and it was on the water near Flagler Monument Island. That's popular man-made island, Miami's Biscayne Bay. Multiple agencies, including the Coast Guard, responded to the scene. 32 people who were rescued did not suffer any injuries were assessed, by the fire department. You know, it's all good there. Commercial salvage is attempting to recover the vessel, and it isn't a hazard to navigation. They posted on social media a special thank you to the Good Samaritan boat operators in the vicinity who rendered assistance. Yeah. Now, here's part of the problem. You know, look. I'm not the greatest guy at, you know, hey, let's read all the instructions before we just get on it and have fun. Yeah.
Right.
I've learned my lessons the hard way sometimes, and sometimes I just haven't learned the lesson. But the boat was carrying twice its capacity.
Oh, okay.
Not You're only start. Supposed to have 16 people on there. They had double the max. And as far as we know, that may have been the only factor. There could have been other factors, but they haven't reported that yet. Oh, and by the way, this thing's huge. It weighs 24 tons, and it can get up to about 72 miles an hour.
That's moving.
On the water, in a big boat.
Yep. Didn't see any Lambos over the weekend. I did see a McLaren at the gym yesterday. You don't see those on the street every day.
Oh, wasn't it the car show?
No, it was at the gym.
Yeah. Somebody's doing all right.
Uh-huh.
We've got a lot more to talk about coming up on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, and happy, happy Cinco de Mayo, 97.3 The Sky.